CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump and his attorneys now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review a ruling from Colorado's state Supreme Court that bars Trump's name from appearing on the state ballot. That case centering around a 14th Amendment argument that prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from running for office. Trump's attorneys are also appealing a similar decision by Maine's Secretary of State. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the cases so far don't seem to impact voters.
Most voters don't seem to have given this much mind. If anything, it's made him stronger in the polls. The only question will be, do people consider it differently once the voting is real versus just answering a pollster's question?
At least 95 people are dead after twin blasts today in Iran during a memorial for Iran's top general that was killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. The U.S. says it was not involved. The imam of a mosque in Newark, New Jersey, has died after a shooting attack earlier today. Police don't have a motive or a suspect. This is ABC News. Mortgage rates are starting to fall, giving potential home buyers a shot at owning their own.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is now 6.6%, with analysts forecasting rates below 6% by the end of the year. That would save buyers $230 a month on their payments for a $400,000 mortgage, welcome relief for Megan Zuckerman. Saddled with high rent and student loan payments, Zuckerman is among a growing number of millennials choosing to move in with her parents to cut costs.
I'm not currently paying rent, and I'm not in a situation where my lease is up and I need to be out at a certain point.
Now she's saving $2,000 a month to put toward a down payment for her first home.
There's a new dog in town, at least when it comes to competition. The Lancashire Heeler is now recognized by the American Kennel Club. That makes this rare, stocky herding breed eligible for thousands of national dog shows, including the Westminster Kennel Club show. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Capitol building received a false bomb threat this morning. It was one of several state capitol buildings across the country to receive such a threat today. The building did not go into lockdown or need to evacuate, as the email threat was quickly deemed a hoax. A spokesperson with the Department of Administration says that they took additional safety measures to ensure the safety of everyone in the building. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no letup in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Cube Country.
Here come the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Chicago Bears Sunday at 3:25 at Lambeau Field. Now, if the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. But the Bears have improved. They won four of their last five games, including beating the division leaders, the Detroit Lions. Matt LaFleur.
It really means nothing unless we take care of business in Lambeau. We were in a similar situation a year ago and couldn't get it done. So we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I think Chicago is as improved as any team, and I'm sure they'd love nothing more than to knock us out of the playoffs.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Iowa, 83-72 at the Kohl Center. Guard Chucky Hepburn, able to play for much of the game after recovering from an injury over the holidays. Greg Guard.
You know, we're fortunate that we had the break that we had, you know, in terms of the days off and the rehab and stuff that he's been doing, but he's feeling good, and I thought he did some good things, especially the second half. He got going defensively and sparked us.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach, Greg Guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Agnes M. Miller, 93, of Phillips, passed away on December 19th in Moose Lake, Minnesota. She is survived by her 8 children, Craig Miller, Kathy Cotterman, by Claudia Mammon, by Bill Miller, by Colleen Miller, Teresa Novak, Gerald Miller, and by Tricia Linetto. Survived also by 17 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. Arrangements by Cremation Society of Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Agnes M. Miller, 93, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Paid for by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation in other terms and conditions apply. At your portrayal.
Hey, where did you get all that cash?
You mean this $750?
Yes, that $750. Where did you get all that cash?
Since it's January, I went to JanuaryCash25.com and got $750.
You got $750?
Yes. Just go to JanuaryCash25.com this month and follow the simple instructions on the site. Once you finish, the $750 is yours.
It's that easy to get $750?
It is, but only in January. You just answer the basic questions on the site, complete the deals they show you, and get $750 sent to your Venmo or PayPal.
I'm always short on cash. I'm going to JanuaryCash25.com right now to get my $750.
Ready to get your $750? Get started right now at JanuaryCash25.com. Remember, this offer is only valid in January, so go to JanuaryCash25.com. Just go to JanuaryCash25.com. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. Go to JanuaryCash25.com. That's JanuaryCash25.com. Don't wait, it's this month only. Go to JanuaryCash25.com. JanuaryCash25.com. JanuaryCash25.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 6 above. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 24 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to around 15 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. Chance of snow Saturday. Looking at the long range, 29 Sunday, 29 Monday, and 29 on Tuesday. About an inch of snow Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 23.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Introducing.
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Girl,
Nate Smith there with World on Fire. And, of course, as you already know, that was another three in a row on 98Q Country. This is the last time you'll be hearing from me today. Cutting it a little bit short today to hand it off to Bucks Basketball. But don't fret. I'll be back with you tomorrow at the top of the 2 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM. I've been Greg Gunderson here from the 98Q Country studio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
Took that one pretty hard. And I had another one in another town. I spent a whole lot of nights missing her till it all went black. She stopped texting back and I finally got the pictures. So here's to the armor, so close, sits over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk and it ain't me, it's you. Here's to the tears and beers and wasted tears on the leaves and little like daisies. Maybe. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And through all those July crushes turned into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then. It happened for a real good reason. Here's to the almost so close, just over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Don't talk to God like you always tell me I.
should. I don't live my life every day.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Giannis spinning inside, couple head fakes, and how about that facial?
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Giannis lobs up top to Lopez, and that is the third triple-double of the season for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
It is the start of a three-game road trip and the fifth and final regular season matchup between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Good evening, Bucks fans. I am Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for another divisional showdown. And Dave, as we mentioned, if you weren't sick of seeing the Indiana Pacers by now, I think you've hit your fill once the game ends this evening.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I mean, right now, I got to think the Bucks are sick of seeing the Pacers, given the fact that they've taken three of the first four from them in a series that has traditionally been very much in favor of Milwaukee until this year, really. But, you know, it's only early January, but it just kind of feels like the Bucks could really use a win tonight to restore a little sense of order in the Central Division and in the Eastern Conference, for that matter. But Milwaukee been sniffing a little bit of that potential ceiling after posting a record-setting, second-setting numbers, in particular on offense in December, on their way to the league's best record in that time. But second loss in 3 days and a fourth loss to Indiana in five games between these teams overall would, I think, be a real back-to-earth and back-to-reality kind of check for the Bucks, a Bucks team that's obviously trying to match those sky-high expectations around this team. So, yeah, tonight's game has a little bit of a different feel.
It does, and looking at this matchup for the Bucks versus the Pacers, a couple of things stand out. Number one, defensive rating. Again, a small sample size when we're looking at four games, but the Bucks have a defensive rating of 119 in those four matchups, about 5 points worse than their season average. Pacers are a very good offense, so you can explain it there, but we've seen the Bucks offense struggle at times against the Pacers, and the way they've defended Damian Lillard, especially, as this is the one team that stands out more than any team the Bucks have played so far that have really tried to pressure Damian Lillard and make him play off the ball more.
Yeah, and he talked about that, said he's still trying to adjust to finding his rhythm when the ball isn't in his hands as much. And the numbers bear it out. I mean, he shot 32%, and it's not a small sample size against Indiana. This is four games where from the it's not from three-point range. That's 32% from the field in four games against these Pacers. So it was a tough pill to overcome. I should say hurdle to overcome for the Bucks. The last time these teams played, when Dame was just 3 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 9 from 3, and they do rely on him. And you don't need him to be putting up 30 points every game, but you certainly want him to be giving a little bit more of a steady, at least you got to respect me kind of performance. And I don't think he ever got to a point where they didn't respect what he's capable of, but I do think it'll be interesting to see how he responds tonight. And, you know, that's sort of the fascinating part of this thing. Both coaches have likened this format to the playoffs after now seeing each other not only twice in 3 days, but, again, five times in the first 3 months of the season. Coach Griff said he loves this for his team to get them prepared for the real thing once the postseason arrives in spring. But after seeing the Pacers adjust the way they did to defending Giannis on Monday night, where there were a lot more double teams and triple teams, it'll be fascinating to see what types of adjustments are made this time around from both sides. And part of that, to your point, is Damian Lillard and how he fares tonight as he tries to get his game righted against this Pacers team. I wouldn't bet against him tonight, but time will tell.
Yeah, I certainly would not have bet against Damian Lillard, period. But the other area where the Bucks have really run into problems against the Pacers so far this season has been on the glass. And we've heard Adrian Griffin talk about this quite a bit before the previous game and all throughout the course of the season, but especially against these potent offenses like the Indiana Pacers, it's imperative that you do a better job on the defensive glass and not give the Pacers second chances. We saw second chance points really rise in the Pacers with 10 offensive rebounds from their bench in that game just 2 days ago. The Bucks have not done a good job so far in this series defensively rebounding the basketball.
Well, and you could make the case all season. I mean, they're a bottom five team in points per game off of second chance points. 26th in the league coming into this thing, and it's been even worse against the Pacers here. And really, of late, the last nine games, the Bucks are dead last in the NBA in second chance points allowed per game. So it was really on display the last time these two teams played. The Pacers, through four games, are averaging close to 23 points per game.